7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to try and help you to have a wonderful garden. And if we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Call. Don will talk to you. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together so that you have a great garden. The one thing I want you to be aware of, you know, it's cold outside. We're having a heat wave in Kennebunk. When I first started this morning, it was 2 below zero. It's now 7. So it is warming up a little bit. But the one thing that you do not want to do, if you have plants and they're covered with snow and they're bent over, do not take the snow off the plant. Especially like birches. You know, the birches, they have a weak wood. When you get a lot of snow, they bend over, and if it's during the storm and you can shake them to let them spring back up, that's not a problem. But if you try and make that tree spring up now, what will happen is you'll cause a lot of damage. The temperatures are cold, so all of the cambium layer around the tree is frozen. It's being held down by the weight of the snow. If you remove the snow, the plant will spring back up. But when it does, because it's frozen, it's going to tear some of the fibers of the wood. And once they're torn, the tree will never go back up to the original height. So when the weather warms up and the sun is out, and the tree has had a chance to thaw, then you can. But wait until the temperatures are above freezing so that you don't do any more damage. Okay? So leave the plants alone right now for the best results. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Dawn, who's up first this hour?
Up first we have Liz from Cape Cod, who has a question about a clivia plant.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Actually, I have two different plants I'm wondering about. I'm wondering if clivia is grown from a bulb. I saw one at the Long Meadow Gardens around Christmas time, and I want to mail it as a thank you gift to my hostess, but I don't want to mail her a plant in bloom. I'd like her to see it grow, and I didn't know if that was possible. I can't seem to find one in my catalogs. And the second question is about somebody gave me a couple of bulbs of tuberose, and
yes.
I don't know much about them, and I don't know when I can, I presume I can start them inside and then put them out.
Okay. On your clivia is grown from a plant division. So as the plants mature, they will make a little baby, will come out from the side. They call it a pup. And once that pup has grown to about 6 inches, and at the base of the pup, while it's still attached to the mother, when the pup begins to make roots, then you can cut it free from the mother and create a new plant that way. It's not a bulb. And it's a wonderful plant. I love clivia. Beautiful orange flowers, tubular flowers. They're difficult to make bloom. Normally they'll take a long time to give you a flower, normally 3, 4, 5 years, depending on the size of the plant. And the secret with clivia to make a bloom is it has to be pot bound. So if the plant's growing really good, what will happen, especially if it's a plastic pot, and you know it's going to bloom when the pot begins to change shape. When you look at that round pot and all of a sudden it's no longer round, it's beginning to change with the root system, that's when it will begin to flower. The other thing that I found with clivia is if you can put them outside when the threat of frost is over in May and leave them outside June, July, August, September, bring them in early October or when they call for a frost, they tend to bloom a lot better. But they're done by division. Tell you what I'll do. I'll make a note and I'll give you some information in this week's newsletter on clivia. We'll do clivia for you. Now, your second question on the tuberose. Tuberose is something that you can start indoors at this time of the year if you have the bulb. You should get a 6 to 8 inch pot. Doesn't matter if it's ceramic, clay, or plastic. But if you can give it a head start, you're going to have a better chance to have flowers on it. And tuberose is a wonderful flowering plant. It's not winter hardy in most areas. It has to be brought in, allowed to go dormant. But it's a wonderful plant, and it's something that everybody should try once in a while. But if you want to get it started now, you can. Most of your greenhouses start the tuberose in February. I remember when I was working at a nursery south of Boston called Kennedy's Country Gardens, we would start a lot of our spring and summer flowering bulbs during February. We would start tuberous begonias, calla lilies, cannas, caladiums. During mid to the end of February, we would start to grow them in the greenhouses so that by the time we got to May, we had some good-sized plants. But, it's still early, but that particular plant, if you want to start it now, go ahead. We thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Paul from Massachusetts, who has a question about a holly bush.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul, long-time listener. Love speaking with you. I have actually have two questions. One is about my holly. Now, usually I do what you, at least I try to do what you tell us to do. But this year, I have two hollies that I started in June. I planted them, two in the front in where the female, and one in the backyard. And what happened was the snow got me before I could put the spray on it to keep them nice and moist through the winter. And yes. I was wondering, now they're covered with snow, and I was wondering, you kind of touched on this, but I'm not sure about holly. Can I dig those, should I dig around those and then now spray them?
Okay. The snow cover on the plant will do the exact same thing as the wilt proof or the wilt stop. Now, the reason that we use wilt proof or wilt stop is to prevent moisture loss caused by the wind during the winter. Now, because you have snow, when the winds blow during the winter, and the winter winds are very, very dry, that's why when you go skiing, you can get sunburn. You can have chapped lips and, your nose will get all red and you'll even get the bottom of your nose will get all chapped due to the weather. If there's snow on the ground and the wind blows, The wind will pull the moisture from the snow on the ground. When there's no snow cover, that's when you have the most problems, because the moisture has to come from someplace, and the wind pulls it from your broadleaf evergreens, holly, rhododendrons, azalea, boxwood, ilex, the whole grouping of plants. So a blanket of snow is insulation for the plant, and it prevents dehydration. So as long as there's snow on your plants are perfectly happy, and they're going to be protected from the winter winds. If we get to February, temperatures warm up, the snow disappears, it gets cold, and it gets windy, then you can put the anti-desiccant down. When you put it down, your temperatures have to be above freezing to allow the product to dry naturally on the plant. So you need to have, you know, 36, 38, even 40 degree temperatures for 2 or 3 hours when you apply it. But if they're covered with snow, they're as happy as can be. Thank you for the call. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose. If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Cynthia from Augusta, Maine, who has a question about an angel wing begonia.
Cynthia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have an angel wing begonia that's mm-hmm. quite leggy, and the leaves are only coming from the top of most of the stems, but they're falling off frequently.
Okay. Part of the problem is the humidity level in your home. But what you can do, angel wing begonias root real easy, Cynthia. And what you do is go to your local garden center and ask them for a little envelope of rooting powder. And you can buy rooting powder for, $3 or $4 for a little package. And that little package will do well over 100 cuttings. You take a piece about 4 inches long, dip it into the rooting powder, just the end of the stem into the rooting powder, and then into a pot with some fresh potting soil, sterilized potting soil, and then give it a good drink of water. Keep it where it's bright light, but no real direct sun on it. Keep it moist. And within 2 weeks, it's going to develop a root system, and you'll have a brand new plant. And angel wing begonias, I've found, that always tend to do that. Once they get to be, probably 12 to 18 inches tall, they lose the lower leaves. Now, things that you can do to help the angel wing from dropping foliage, use Osmocote fertilizer. Osmocote is a little pellet, a little BB. And if you can put that BB-type pellet in your pot every 3 to 4 months, every time you water that begonia, it will be fertilized. I love angel wing. There's a lot of different varieties. There's probably 50 or more varieties of angel wing. And in my backyard, in one of my whiskey barrels, I plant the green leaf variety of angel wing begonia. And it has a red flower. It's like a stem with carnation-shaped blooms. And the plant, from the time I plant it in May until September, will grow probably 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide. And I put four of these cuttings into the whiskey barrel, and they do beautiful. So this time of the year, angel wing begonias, full sun. During the summer, sun in the morning, sun at the end of the day, but during, let's say, 11 until 3, it should be in the shade, and they'll do wonderful. But during the winter, from September until May, put it in a sunny window. The more sun, the better. Feed them on a weekly, on a bi-weekly basis, or use the Osmocote pellets, and they'll do well. The one thing with the entire family of begonias, no matter if it's the bulb, the annual, or the ones that you grow by cutting, like the angel wing, do not mist the plant. If you mist the foliage of begonias, they'll develop powdery mildew, which is a white fungus that grows on the foliage, and it will destroy the plant in no time at all. Okay? So, no mist, no water on the foliage. You can put a tray, a big saucer, filled with stones, and then set the pot on top of it and add water to the stone, and the water will evaporate. That will help. But do not get any water directly on the foliage. Thank you, Cynthia. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Chris from Maine, who has a question about Clivia as well.
Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I'm with him.
Hi. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk to Chris about Clivia. And if you need some help, call us right now. Great day to call. It's quiet, and we can take your questions. 800-259-9231.
Can you help me? They gave me this receipt for 10 bags of lime for my lawn.
Sure. Pull your car up here and I'll load it. Trunk or back seat?
Oh, gosh. Those bags are so big. I'm never going to be able to unload all that by myself. And I think that's too much weight for this car. Can't I use something else?
I'm not really sure. You might want to ask that guy over there. His name's Jonathan Green, and I think he just finished giving a seminar on lawn care.
Excuse me, Jonathan Green?
Yes?
I was told that I need 10 bags of lime for my lawn, and it's just too much. Isn't there something else I can use?
There certainly is. My Jonathan Green Magical will not only improve your soil's pH, Magical also releases trapped nutrients in your soil and contains calcium, which is as important to lawns as it is to our bones.
But how many bags will I need?
Just one bag is equal to 10 bags of ordinary lime.
Oh.
And is less expensive.
Yeah.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself.
You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful day. Good morning. It's a beautiful day, and we want to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Leo from Massachusetts, who has a question about lime.
Leo, good morning. How can we help you with liming your lawn today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a question on lime. I got a load of horse manure and a load of cow manure. I'm gonna mix them together good, but should I use which kind of lime?
Okay. First question for you, Leo. Is the horse manure well seasoned? Is it well aged? Do you know if it's been well aged or is it fresh?
No, it's about a year old.
Okay. As long as it's a year old, that's a good thing. Because cow manure has two bellies, and when the manure comes out, there's no weed seeds in it. A horse, on the other hand, if the manure is fresh, a horse does not chew the grain properly. And a lot of it does go from one end to the other. And if you put fresh horse manure in the garden, whatever that horse ate, that grain will begin to grow in your garden. So that's the first thing I want you to know. You can mix the two of them together, no problem at all, and I would add some lime. The lime will help to make your soil less acidic. It will make the manures work better. Now, if you're not going to spread the manure until spring, and you're able to mix it now, mix it now. And what will happen is the microbes that are in the manure will begin to work on the lime and help to break it down. Because if you take a pile of manure and you set it in your garden in a mound, it will create heat even during the winter. The heat that's created activates the microbes, and the microbes will begin to break down the lime. If you can't mix it, then apply the lime to your garden area now. Even though you've got a foot of snow, if you can broadcast the lime right on top of the snow, as it melts, will trickle the lime into the ground. I mean, I'm not saying if you've got 2 feet of snow, do it today. Wait. But if you can get the lime down in February or March, that way when the frost in the ground begins to freeze and thaw and the ground begins to move, it will force the stone, the limestone, to work its way into the ground quicker. The early rain in April pushes that limestone into the ground where the microbes can do the job. But if you're going to be mixing the manure, throw the lime right in with it, blend it all up together, and that way when you spread it, it's spreading the lime and the manure evenly. And to give you an idea, I would take a 50-pound bag of lime and mix it with 5 yards of manure. So a pile, 5 cubic yards, put a 50-pound bag of lime with that. Thank you. Great questions today. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is John from Massachusetts, who has got a question about a plant with a baby.
Okay, John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Love your show. We have a bromeliad that lost its flower.
Okay.
Had one baby already, is growing another baby, but is leaning out of the pot.
Okay.
And when we feed it through the leaves, and as we feed it through the leaves, it really doesn't seem to be getting to the soil. And then the other question I have, will it ever get another flower?
Okay. What happens is the bromeliad that you bought gave you that beautiful flower, and when the flower goes by, the mother plant will begin to produce side shoots, little babies on each side, and they'll produce anywhere from 2 to 4 side shoots. She transfers all of her energy to those babies within the next year, and then the mother dies. And what you would do is you would take a sharp knife, cut the mother off, and you'll have a ring, which is the old plant, with the babies growing off of that ring. When the new plants are about a foot in height, then you can divide and remove the individual bromeliads from the mother and put them in individual pots. When that plant is roughly a year old and about a foot in height, then you can make a flower. And this is what you do. You take the bromeliad, you put it in a clear plastic bag. And what I use is like a dry cleaning bag. Or if you have some really good quality trash bags that are clear, but a dry cleaning bag is what I've used in the past. I put a couple of pencil, like bamboo sticks, little green pencil sticks, into the pot so they are taller than the actual plant, and I pull the plastic bag and tie it so that the sticks hold it up so that the plastic is not on top of the plant, so that you create like a bubble, okay? Now, the way that you make your bromeliad come into bloom and make a new flower is with ethylene gas. And ethylene gas is formed by a fruit, like an apple, beginning to rot. So what you do is you take a regular red apple, bang it on your kitchen countertop so that the entire apple has been bruised. Cut it in half, put it inside the plastic bag, tie a knot in the plastic bag, use a twist them, or you can make a knot so that the gas that's going to develop from the bruised fruit will begin to build up in the plastic bag. The foliage of the new bromeliad will absorb that gas. You leave it in the plastic bag for about 3 weeks. Put it in the window where it's going to get good light, but no direct sun, because you don't want the bag to get too hot, because the bag will collect the heat, and if it's in direct sun, it will get too hot in the bag. So like an east or a west window, morning sun, light in the day sun, or even a north window would be fine. But you leave it there for 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, take it out of the bag, remove the little stakes, throw the rotten apple away, and within 3 months, you'll start to see a new flower stem come out of the center of your plant. And you can use that same principle if you want to start a pineapple plant. You cut the top off of a pineapple. You produce root system by planting it in soil. And once it's mature, you can grow a baby pineapple out of the top of a pineapple foliage that you cut from a fresh pineapple plant. Good question. We appreciate the phone call. Give it a try. It's a lot of fun, and it does work very well. Many years ago, I was in Costa Rica, and we went to visit a pineapple and a banana plantation. And when we went into the pineapple plantation, they were using liquid ethylene, and they were spraying the pineapple plant with that gas. And they told us that that's how they make them bloom. And I said, is it true that you can do it with an apple? And he said, yes. So you try it. I've done it in the past, and it works very, very well. Thank you, John. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Amber from Salem, New Hampshire, who has a question about poinsettias and a question about fertilizer.
Amber, good morning.
Good morning. I have two questions. First, I was looking for just a general-purpose fertilizer for houseplants. I got like 4 or 5 different kinds, but I'm thinking there's got to be a simpler way for general purpose. And then I have all these poinsettia plants that are still doing fantastic inside. I don't really want to just throw them in the garbage, but I don't know, you know, can I do something and bring them back for next year, or could I just, I don't know. I'm looking for some advice on what to do with the poinsettia plant.
Okay. What you want to do is this, Amber. You can have a beautiful poinsettia next year. What you do right now, just enjoy the beautiful red flowering bracts. That's not the bloom. The red leaves on the top of the plant is not the flower. That is called a bract, B-R-A-C. And what it is a leaf on the plant that changed from green to red due to the shortness of the day. They are called short blooming plants. Chrysanthemums, same way. They bloom when the days are short. But that bract develops to encourage insects to come to make pollination on the poinsettia. And if you look on the poinsettia, on the very top are these little yellow buds. That's the bloom. Not the red. The little buttons on the tip of the plant, that was the flower of the poinsettia. So for now, treat it like any other houseplant. Take care of it. Water as needed. Feed it every now and then. And then in April or early May, I want you to repot the poinsettia into a pot an inch or two larger in size. Then take some pruners and cut back the poinsettia by about one third. So if it's a foot tall, take 4 inches right off the top of every single branch, unless they're really short branches, but cut the overall height by one third. You're going to remove all the red flowering bracts. The plant will begin to send out new growth during May, June, July, August. And the reason I want you to do that is the poinsettia has a terrible crotch. Where you see that it makes a new branch, that crotch is very, very weak. And if you don't prune it back and the plant gets tall, when you get a lot of weight on the top, the crotch will split open. In September, you start to fool the plant into coming into bloom by shortening the days, and I will tell you what to do at that time. A good general purpose Florida, Miracle-Gro, Neptune's Harvest. Miracle-Gro is chemical, Neptune's Harvest is organic.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Frank from Brighton, Massachusetts, who has a question about an orchid.
Frank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Both my wife and I listen to your program every Sunday and enjoy it tremendously. I have two questions. The first question is, my wife has an orchid, and both my wife and I, we don't know how to take care of the orchid plant. When do we water it, and where do you leave it in the house? Do you leave it in the window? Things like that.
Okay.
And my
question?
The second question, we have a Christmas cactus, and we only had one flower come out at Christmas time, and we had covered it for about a month previously. I was wondering, how do you make Christmas cactuses or cacti bloom?
Okay.
Maybe once or twice a year.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. The way that you can get Christmas cactus to bloom is with short days and cool temperatures. So what you can do is this, and I've done this several times, and it works really well. If you can keep your Christmas cactus outside during the summer and into the fall season, and what I do is in May, early to mid-May, is just watch the weather. And when I know that, you know, the oak trees are making leaves, I watch the weather. We're not going to get a frost. I put my Christmas cactus outside, and it stays there until the kids go back to school in September. And if the weather is nice out, I leave the Christmas cactus outdoors until they call for a frost. And the orchid the same way. Put it on your porch. Put it on the deck or patio. Someplace where it's going to get some shade during the heat of the day. You don't want to put the Christmas cactus or your orchid in full sun. But if you've got a nice shady deck or a porch, leave them out there all summer long. When the threat of frost comes, bring it in the house. But what will happen is, as you get into September and possibly even early October, depending on the season, you will start to see the flower buds on your Christmas cactus when you bring it inside the house. Keep it cool and enjoy the flowers. And they will last probably 3 weeks for you in bloom. Now, when the Christmas cactus is done blooming, and this is something that you can do right now, in your basement, you probably have a small window that you can use to let air into your basement to keep it from getting kind of that mildewy smell. And what I do with mine, when they get done blooming and I'm through the holidays, I take my Christmas cactus, I put it in my basement on the window sill where the basement window is, because the cellar stays around 50 degrees, and that is perfect for Christmas cactus. So I put them in the cellar. They stay down there for January, part of February, and make sure they get light. Because like right now, you may have a lot of snow, and sometimes those basement windows get covered. So if that's the case, you'll have to shovel the snow away from the window so that the plant gets good light. And that's all it needs is good light. But the days are short during the winter. Your basement is cool. And after about 6 weeks of being in the cellar, and you're going to have to water it like anything else. And what I do, mine is near my washer and dryer. So when we do laundry, I will take that plant, spin it so that it gets good light evenly, fertilize it once a month, and that Christmas cactus will come into bloom again in late February, early March. After the break, I'll tell you what to do with your orchid plants.